Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Zeno Doherty, CEO, and Tim Clancy, CFO of Appreciate Group APP's ticker there. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've released two bits of news today. Of course, final results for the year and the acquisition of MBL Holdco Limited. And we'll talk about both those in a bit more detail. Before we do, guys, for people maybe not familiar with Appreciate Group, can you just give us a summary as to what it's all about, please, the different parts of the business?
Sure. Yeah, so our business is financial services. We provide a prepaid solution, gift card and voucher solution that allows our clients to deal with their rewarding and gifting needs. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of work with corporate clients who use our products to help them in attracting and retaining employees and customers. So different needs, but using the same products and services. Mm. We have a lot of clients who just want to use our products for gifting. So, you know, whatever Mother's Day or birthday or whatever it might be. And then we also have clients who want to put money away for their Christmas spend. So they work with us. We've got a Christmas savings proposition that they work with us and basically manage their budgets in advance of their spend at Christmas. And they work with us, and then they ultimately use our product come Christmas time for their festivities and their spending at that time. So underpinning it all is the brand Love to Shop and the prepaid gift cards and vouchers that we provide. And as I said, we've got those three different channels that we work with.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so as of today, results for the financial year ended the 31st of March. So take us through some of the highlights financially and operationally, if you could, guys.
Yeah, sure. No, we're really pleased with results, actually. And as I said before, you know, ahead of market expectations. Our overall revenue, $123 million, was 15% ahead of prior year. That was because of good, strong corporate business, but also because our revenue is recognised when customers use our product rather than when we send it out to them. So we saw a real bounce back in customers using our products over the year once restrictions were removed. Mm-hmm. Overall billings, 385, down 5%. That's because of the lag in our Christmas savers proposition. So we report in the current year Christmas Savers 21. The key selling period for that was January to March 21, when there was still a lot of COVID restrictions in place, and that really inhibited particularly our agents' business there. Going forward, we see Christmas Savers being stronger. So our underlying billings without that Christmas Savers number were 222, 3.5% ahead of last year. In terms of profitability, we've reported today PBT ahead of exceptionals of 8.4 million. That's above last year's 2.3. There were some exceptional costs below that line relating to the new IFRS on cloud-based technology. We have a robust financial position with positive free cash all year, free cash of 20 million at the year end. We also have an RCF of 15 million that hasn't been utilised yet, but that can fuel growth. And that's led us to recommend a final dividend of 1.2 pence, equaling 1.8 for the year, and getting back up towards the pre-pandemic pandemic levels of dividends. So we're pleased for that. Going forward, in terms of guidance, we see profit growth further next year. That profit growth will come from a couple of areas. Continued corporate growth. So we've seen steady growth in corporate billings over the last few years. We'd expect that to continue. Within Christmas savers, we think that market will stabilise and will be broadly flat year on year. And then finally, we have announced some cost savings. So we've taken over £2 million out of the cost base as we now have a business that's been transformed and radically simplified. So overall, really pleased with the numbers and, you know, a positive picture looking forward as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And many businesses, you know, suffered from COVID, and nice to see you bouncing back there and making steps in the right direction. So take us through the acquisition of MBL Holdco then. Where does this fit in and what's this all about, please?
Sure. So if I take a step back, first of all, and say, you know, in terms of competitive position in the marketplace, ease of use for and ease of interaction for customers and clients is a key area for anybody in the market, right? Just making it easy to use your products, to buy your products, to redeem the products and so on, right? And like any business, we've got a sort of a roadmap of things that we want to work on and improvements we want to make. And our tech roadmap is all about being flexible and component based in the architecture that we use so that we are competitive, as I've just mentioned. And the MBL transaction today gives us a big boost in what we wanted to achieve. So basically, we're buying the business because of the platform, the technology that it brings to us. What MBL do today is they've got an end-to-end gift card processing and management service. And they also have a digital gift card model that enables B2B and B2C customers purchase gift cards, which is quite complementary to what we do. But they also have a software as a service offering that allows businesses to launch their own gift card websites. So the underpinning technology that supports all of that is very much in line with what we're trying to build ourselves. So it's component based, it's modular, it's ease of use. So acquiring MBL and therefore acquiring the platform means that we can take a leap forward in terms of our timing of being able to deliver what we were planning to work on ourselves, if that makes sense. So we believe it'll make our planned roadmap of activity about 18 months shorter than we had originally expected. We're getting a scalable platform and that we want to use. We're getting opportunities to cross-sell to existing customers. And we also, with the technology, will be able to reduce reliance on certain external parties and therefore be more efficient in what we do. So, and on top of that, there's an existing line of business that MBL have that'll be a nice supplement to what we do. And they've got some good people and good skills that, again, will be a supplement to the people and skills that we have in the business. So there's a lot of reasons why it matches and fits. The primary driver is the technology and the fact that it accelerates what we wanted to do anyway and what we wanted to build for ourselves. And it'll give us a boost in that respect and help us maintain and improve our competitive position in the market.
Yeah, and I see here that the business will be operationally self-funded as well. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, so if you think about what we're paying for it, we were also going to have to pay for the technology development that we were going to work on. So they net off against each other. So yes, self-funded.
Excellent stuff. Well, good to hear from you guys. On Vox Markets homepage, there are 10 companies that are most followed. And of course, people hit those follow buttons all the time, so that changes. So if you could give us three quick reasons right now why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Appreciate Group to their watch list, please.
Sure. I think I would summarize it, the three things as being the market that we're in, the company that we are, and the value that we offer. And let me explain. So the market that we're in, it's a large market in terms of gift cards and vouchers. You know, on the corporate side, it's like £5 billion spent annually in the UK. So it's a substantial market. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, with the economic situation as is, a lot of businesses are working hard to attract and retain new employees and attract and retain customers. And we're ideally situated to provide this. That's the service that we provide to the market. And we really have a strong proposition and a long track record. So we know that we can play in that market. So that's the market. The business that we are, well, we've got a long track record with a very large customer base on the corporate side and on the consumer and the Christmas savings side. And the work we've been doing over these last few years to reshape the business means that we're getting better value from what we've got in the business. We're doing our business better and we're positioning ourselves much better for future growth. So the improvements that we've been able to make to take advantage of the history and the customer base of the business is the second reason why I think people should have us on their watch list. And the third one then, as I said, is value. You know, we are consistently undervalued in the marketplace. If you look at that, look at any of the analysts, commentary on us. Clearly we are undervalued in the space, and there's an opportunity if you're smart and get in there quickly. Dividend yield is 6%, which is nice also. But I would say the market we're in, you know, the size and the situation that's currently in place, the business that we are, the history, the customer base, but also what we've been doing to reshape that business, and then the value, or more correctly, the undervalued nature of the shares at the moment. Those are the reasons that I would say put us on your watch list.
Excellent stuff. Ian, Tim, thanks for that, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.